Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, June 13th, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. The big event next week could be the two-day FOMC meeting that concludes with a policy statement and Jerome Powell presser. The central bank is being closely watched to see how it handles signs of inflation and if it sticks with a view that higher prices are transitory. Other economic reports of interest include the latest retail sales report, the producer price index update, and industrial production numbers. The hedge fund world gathers for the Robinhood Investors Conference, which features notable speakers like Stanley Druckenmiller, Ray Dalio, David Tepper, Paul Tudor Jones, Kathy Wood, Boaz Weinstein, and Larry Robbins, as well as best idea pitches from fund managers. In earnings news, we have H&R Block, La-Z-Boy, and Oracle on Tuesday the 15th. On the 16th, Jefferies and Lennar. On Thursday the 17th, Jabil, Kroger, Adobe, and Smith & Wesson Brands. In M&A news, the go-shop period on the At Home acquisition by Hellman & Friedman expires. At Home trades slightly above the $36 offer price. Shareholders vote on the Nuance Communications, Microsoft, and PRA Health Sciences Icon Public Limited deals on June 15th. The Grubhub, JustEatTakeaway.com is expected to close on June 15th. In corporate news events, on June 14th, Harmonic holds an event to cover its cable access segment, and Zoom Info Technologies hosts its first Investor and Analyst Day featuring presentations by top management. Equinor holds its Capital Markets Day on the 16th with presentations from top management and a Q&A session. Investor events are also on the calendar for Blucora, Helios Technologies, and Upwork. The annual Electronic Entertainment Expo is taking place in a virtual format this year. Nintendo, Microsoft's Xbox, Ubisoft Entertainment, and Capcom are all at this year's E3, while Sony and Activision Blizzard are skipping it. Xbox Game Studios' Halo Infinite, Bethesda Softworks' Starfield, Ubisoft's Rainbow Six Quarantine, as well as new games for the Nintendo Switch, will be some of the more closely watched titles. A wild card to watch is whether Ubisoft will tease out information about its open-world Star Wars game. And the long-awaited debut of the Atari VCS system arrives on June 15th. The VCS was originally announced in 2017 amid a renewed interest in retro gaming hardware. The Atari VCS will cost $300 for the base edition, $400 for an all-in edition that comes with two controllers. Both versions come with the Atari VCS Vault Volume 1 collection of 100 of the company's older games from the arcades and the Atari 2600. Lordstown Motors heads into another week of likely volatile trading after its, quote, going concern warning rattled investors last week. Canoo is also in the spotlight of the electric vehicle sector, with the company hosting an investor relations day. The event is expected to provide insight into the company's vision to bring electric vehicles to everyone by focusing on use cases and increasing owner productivity while simultaneously generating multiple revenue touchpoints throughout the full vehicle lifecycle. Also of note, Arrival conducts one of the more intriguing presentations at the Deutsche Bank Global Auto Industry Conference. This week in Barron's mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. The boom in investing by teenagers makes the cover story this week. Greenlight Financial Technologies, Stash, M1 Finance, and Acorns are some of the companies catering to families and teen traders. Acorns is planning to go public through a SPAC with Pioneer Merger. Canada-based Kinaxis is called out for having a leading position in supply chain planning software. Shares are seen trading at a good value after falling off close to 40% from their 52-week high, and growth is poised to accelerate amid the global supply chain disruption. Meanwhile, the publication is wary on Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing after its big run-up. And looking at the healthcare sector, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's move to approve Biogen's Aduhelm is noted to open up the possibility of approvals for other drugs from Eli Lilly and Roche Holding. This week in our single stock focus, we're covering Joy with Quad 7 Capital. Joy closed the week at just under $73. Quad 7 begins here. Joy has caught our eye after a 50% decline from recent highs. It can be quite easily argued that the stock was far ahead of itself at its peak, but now considering the growth path the company is on, the stock appears to be at an attractive entry point. For our followers that are unfamiliar with this company, it is a Chinese social media company which may add in additional discounts with the uncertainty over Chinese equities in America, but this is a major player. It is centered on several tech video options, which include video communication services, live streaming, and short videos. We believe shares are attractive as they appear to be near support and have fundamental growth prospects supporting a buy. Quad 7 goes on. We like the fact that the company pays a near 2% dividend yield currently. The company has a net $2.93 billion in cash and equivalents on hand. From a valuation perspective, the stock is dirt cheap for a tech play. Generally, high revenue growth plays are valued on their price-to-sales basis, and here, Joy looks incredible. The Seeking Alpha Premium overall value rating is a B, but the price-to-sales are well under 1. That is very attractive. Quad 7 concludes with this. As we look ahead, guidance is impressive. For Q2 2021, the company expects net revenues to land between $645 and $663 million, which would be year-over-year growth versus Q2 2020 of between 36 and 40%. While the company will still lose money, we have to factor in the return to growth in MAU, the fact that dollars per MAU are rising, the path to a return to profit, and of course, sales growth, while considering cash on hand. Fundamentally, shares appear attractive, and the chart at one-year low support indicates a favorable risk-reward ratio. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great week.